As a segue into Halacha Anya, I'm going to say one more shtickle from the introduction of the Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac cover in this concept. Since Yadua and Chazal, many places, that the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim was considered a Leida process. It's almost a pasuk, right? Lavolakachas lagoy mikerev goy, the Medrash Darshan's ka'uber b'me'e'imoy. What's the idea of a Leida? The idea of a Leida is that you start off as nothing, you end up becoming a Metzias b'fnei atzmoy. That Metzias during the Ibur process is still completely dependent on the mother and surrounded by the mother and totally engulfed by the mother. If the mother eats something, that Vlad gets the taste of the mother, completely dependent on the mother. Then there is an extremely an extremely painful and sharp Leida process. The reason why the Leida is so painful, the reason why the Leida is so painful is because it's at that moment that you're extracting something that was part of you to being not part of you. Right? Imagine taking off your finger. It's not going to happen with no pain. So he says that the process of Leida has to require pain because it's basically a process where something which was completely dependent on the mother and had a halachic status and a din and a metzias of being part of the mother is becoming independent. So it's being pulled away from its source, and the source is now being left without the Uber. So there's a painful process of kriya. It says like the Isha Kiras and Yoledes. And that's an extremely painful Leida process. Kiras with a chaf, yeah. I'm just saying it says that bending down. Okay. And then there's the Leida, at which point the Uber becomes independent. So here the idea was is that Klal Yisrael started off basically as an Ibor, b'me'ei imay. So they were Lashinu Hashemam u'Mabusham and everything. So they were independent, but they were still part of Mitzrayim. They were independent in the sense that they had a mitzvah. You could identify them, and right? But they were still part of Mitzrayim. And they lived in Mitzrayim, they were dependent on Mitzrayim. And the way that Hashem had to deal with them was the way he dealt with Mitzrayim, because they're Avadim. So if Mitzrayim is the epitome of Mazel, of working with in Mazel, so Klal Yisrael had to be dealt with in that way, because they are part of the Mazel system. And in the Mazel system, Nisan and Tle is the time that Mitzrayim is on top, like we said last time. So Memela Zokter, Memela Zokter, he wants to add an Amkus over here. He said he wants to add that that is Pshat, why there were three parts to the Leida of Klal Yisrael. There was the Ibor. The Ibor was when they became more and more nicker. They were independent. There's another nation here, but it's still goy bekerev goy. They were still there inside. And if they're there inside, they're not going to get their own independent hanhaga. They're just going to be subordinate to Mitzrayim. Then he says, then there was a Leida, but the mother goes through a very big painful process when there's a Leida. So he says, that's why Makas Bechoris, they died because Klal Yisrael was becoming born then. So you're pulling Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, that's going to cause Mitzrayim a pain through the Leida process. They have to die in that process because you're pulling one out of the other. And the mother that's sitting there is trying to support the Vlad is now losing this Vlad. So he says that the Leda process was happening during Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, and The Leda, the Chevli Leda was the Mitzrayim dying. They were losing, they went through this pain to give up Klal
One per se, punishment.
don't know what you want to call it, but that's what he says.
Well, Chevli Leda is a punishment.
Then he says that was basically like the beginning of that process. And that was the most painful part when it was starting to be, like he says, the Mishnah in Oilus discusses when is a baby considered being born? Then you get to Masleda or whatever. When you start seeing the skull coming out, since that was that point. The full Leda of the birth of the Vlad, that when it came out, was by Kriyas Yamsuf. So it was a 7-day Leda process. Then Klal Yisrael was born at Kiryas Yamsuf and completely got their own Hanhaga. And that was on the way to Matan Torah. That's what he says. And he says, that's why, since it was a 7-day Leda process, that's why there's an Isra Chametz the entire time. But there's only a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah the first night. Because the Isra of Achilas Matzah symbolizes more. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah symbolizes that you can't. What's the difference between the Achilas Matzah and Isra of Chametz? Is Matzah Ashira. Right? You can have Matzah Ashira the rest of Yom Tov. It's not called Chametz, but it's also not called Matzah the mitzvah. The first night, there can't be anything else because we're coming to be born now. The Tchilas Leda is with total whatever, disconnecting oneself from all the Olam Hazeh. And then, what's it called? And then you can't eat chametz the entire 7 days. Can't eat chametz the entire 7 days. And then the Leda happens, and that's the end of the Yom Tov. That's how he learns this process.
Wait, that comes right.
Mitzrayim was the, so he says, because where does a Leda happen? Where does an Ibor grow? In a Makom Metunuf, in the most Metunuf part of the guf. So you have to dafka grow it in Mitzrayim, which is the Erev HaSaaretz. Well,
You think saying you never
I don't
felt
know why, but that's what he says.
child and
And he says
that
that's Matthias.
we celebrate more the beginning than the end. Crowning. Right.
Right, that's what you called it, yeah. So he says, "In psichas hakever b'lo dam was the aseres makis. That was the dam, the aseres makis, and then the lid itself was makis b'choras." And he brings a gevaldik of medrash. It's a gemara b'basra.
Wait, to the Marcus, to when did the Ibra take place? That was the whole time?
The Ibur is when Klal Yisrael during the Golus itself was the Ibur.
There's the 210
The Avdus
years.
itself was the Ibur that was shaping Klal Yisrael. And then their Leda process was
Really started with the
a
Marcus.
shtickle, the Psichas HaKever was the Aseres Makis, but that's Psichas HaKever is not a beginning of a Leda. So before that. And then the actual Leda process started
Well,
coming out was the Makis Zuchairis through
culminating in the
culminating in Kriyas Yamsuf. And Memela, that's what it says. Okay. So that's another Nakuda that he's Meirich on in the Akdamah. Exactly the whole significance of the process here of creating a new Ummah. Now, creating a new Ummah means now that we're independent of Mitzrayim, we're not Meshubba to the Hanhaga that Hashem has to Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, the Hanhaga is Mazel. To us, the Hanhaga is Lamal Min HaTeva. That only could happen once we're independent, we have our own Leda. And that happened at the end of the Tzias Mitzrayim process.
you have to create yourself too.
Yes. Okay. So he, l'maaseh, he goes, he connects this very much to Avodah Mayinu, but we're going to connect it first to Halach Ma'anya. So we start the Magid, and the first thing we start on the Magid is Halach Ma'anya. This is the poor man's bread, the Acholu Avasana Ba'aretz Mitzrayim, that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. So, what's it called? So, he points this out. He says that there's two inyanim in matzah. There's the matzah of Kol Sheva, in the can of chimutz, but there's the matzah of the Leil HaSeder, which is the Lechem Oini, which cannot have anything extra. So the matzah we're talking about now is the matzah that we're having at the night of the Seder, which is the Lechem Oini. Now, I think he tries to connect this. He says, since this was the beginning of their coming to the Shechina, Lavoi lakachas a goy mikarev goy, v'kirvam ha'makom la'avodasoi, fi mitzvah rishonah shenitztavinu, that now you're starting to be pulled away from Avodah Zarah, and you're starting to become my people, right? I want you to know a message. That in order, this idea that you're entering into my people needs you to disconnect from Olam Hazeh. Because think about what you were saying the other day. So how are you zoicha to this? How are you zoicha to anhaga of Lamala Min HaTeva? So one thing's for sure, if you only care about Olam Hazeh, you can't expect to get Lamala Min HaTeva. So the first statement is, you're coming to me. You're gonna get Lamala Min HaTeva, but don't sit there in the world of Lamala Min HaTeva and ask for all your gashmis. Can't have it both ways. So the first statement is: are you willing to come along with your Lechem Oini? I'm giving you now Lechem Oini. Lechem Oini is a bittul on all the gashmis and tanugim and all the matzahs. Not even there's nothing sweet in the matzahs. It's got to be simple bread. Why? You're coming along with into my world. In my world, there's no gashmis. So that's the first statement. And that's the beginning of the, and that's the matzah that we're eating now at the beginning of the Leda process. The poel, where we're coming to be born, this new metzias, the first thing is Lechem Oini. Are you on board? You're not on board. That's the first thing. Okay, we'll finish tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem, this is Mahalachim, the Halachim Anya. How it goes. That's basically the concept of
this one, really on the
so.